Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the United States, in many areas, if you protest against the war, or you hold up a 9/11 truth sign, you got to know. That's why we've got to protest. We're in deep trouble. They will send CPS to take your children. Total proof of absolute darkness setting upon the country. That's coming up in the next segment. Let's talk to Bruce in Colorado. Bruce, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I want to tell people about a county resolution that they can use in their own county, which I have on my website. It's being reworded in Virginia and in Florida. It's got to do with the Patriot Act, but not just that. It's got to do with CPS abuses, Military Commissions Act, and a whole host of other things in a reference to Jack McLam, his video, and his organization.
What is this again?
It's about a resolution that people can use around the country for their county, a county resolution.
Oh, that's great. Kind of like the UN Free Zone resolutions or the Unpatriot Act Act, yeah.
Yes, exactly. But not just the Patriot Act. It's also a lot of other issues that I just...
Basically a redeclaration of independence for your community, and that's excellent. Where do we find one? Hey, Bruce, you there, bro? He just dropped. Okay. Let's go to Derek in Texas. Derek, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks a lot for all your great work you've done.
No, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Destroyed by Design woke me up, and I've woken a lot of other people up by dropping your name to people in the media.
When did you see America Destroyed by Design?
I was in Austin working about a year ago, and I was asking a guy in the gym, I was like, who in the media actually knows the truth about 9/11? And this guy's eyes got really big, and he goes, you got to hear this guy, Alex Jones. So I went over to his place, and we watched America Destroyed by Design together, and although I knew some of the things about the United Nations being communist, I just had a pile of bricks, and you were like the mortar that built the wall.
Well, I'm flattered. Yeah, that's my first film. I'm a lot skinnier there, about 175 pounds. That was I made that film 11 years ago, released it 10 years ago, and it's still a good video.
Yeah, and the foundation to really what's going on with the Morgan Carnegie Rockefeller triangle that, you know, pretty much established world government, you know, 100 years ago with their different trade acts and financing World War I, World War II, you know, and so forth.
I agree.
But basically, I want to plug a Ron Paul event tomorrow morning in Palestine, Texas, if I may.
Sure. That's out in East Texas, right outside. Is that Freestone County?
I'm not sure. I live in Falls County, the middle of Texas, but I'm on meetup.com, and a guy emailed me, asked me to come, and I'm going to sponsor some events later on this year in Falls County. But to those that, you know, live in Central Texas...
Is Ron Paul going to be at this?
No. Ron Paul's not going to be at this. This is actually to celebrate a local community football player who's in the NFL. But there's going to be a lot of Ron Paul, at least the guy that's emailed me indicated
okay.
There's going to be a lot of Ron,
okay, yeah. Okay, all right. Well, listen, I really appreciate it. Anything else?
Call Linda with the Sean Hannity. All your callers, call Linda with the Sean Hannity show. Tell her that you want to talk about Fred Thompson. It is a lie. It's deceitful, but that will get you in. And then when you go in and talk about Fred Thompson, turn it around, drop Ron Paul, and have some fun with that.
Yeah, they're certainly getting upset over there. We took over that show a few weeks back, and good job, all the listeners, for doing that. Yeah, Fred Thompson is attacking anybody on 9/11 Truth. Fred Thompson is anti-gun. He is pro-war. He's pro-amnesty. He's a fake conservative. He's an actor, folks. And they're putting him in there. He's now the front runner. And he's a ringer. The guy's pretty much dying of cancer. He's got really bad cancer. He's meant to go in there and drop the ball so Hillary can get it. Sean Hannity's show talks about how they're trying to stop Hillary. Fox News is behind Hillary. She's a total operative.
Now. Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
InfoWars.com. We are posting, and as we speak, I said posted hours ago. I don't know why it hasn't been posted, but we're going to be posting videos, so it's easy to find. There are now dozens and dozens, I don't know, 30, 40, I don't know how many of these videos up and on the web, but they've sent us a lot of different videos that we're going to be using in a 9/11 truth video. I'm going to make a film next year about the 9/11 truth movement, about the different people involved in it. I'm going to be telling the story of Elliot Ness and, of course, the gentleman whose son has now been taken away from him for being involved in 9/11 truth, and that's Raymond Schwab and Elliot Ness of Beit Shalom Ministries. They're just lay pastors marching across the country, and every few days their family drives out to meet him. It was during the summer in their RV, a seven-year-old son. It's his wife's genetic son. It's his stepson. Very sweet little boy. What a great education to be during the summer, instead of sitting around watching video games and eating Kraft macaroni and cheese with MSG in it, to be driving across the country and experiencing this and seeing this. Well, the CPS showed up and said, you shouldn't have a child out here. You're not allowed to protest. You're not allowed to. They have cops everywhere saying, turn your cameras off. I'm going to arrest you. You're not allowed to protest, over and over again. You guys make sure and be sure and send me everything new you've got, because it's definitely going to go in the documentary. And this story will be told, and the people involved in these crimes will be brought to justice, whether it's in this world or by God. It's just so amazing what they're doing. But I know your wife's really freaked out. Just to recap what we talked about off air, and Raymond's fine with it, talking about this, and we'll talk about the free speech issues. He was on with us a few weeks ago when they had come to the wedding in Kansas. They had grabbed the 7-year-old. The mother was crying, but she let him take the child. I don't know if I can handle that. He was crying. A bunch of armed police. They took the child, and then the child in court went to the grandmother, and the CPS was there interrogating the grandmother, saying he's trying to say she wasn't good. And I said, you watch next. They'll take the child from the grandmother, because they don't want you in the family. But they have to act like they allowed that to be checked into. You can have family that are Nobel Prize winning doctors, and if the CPS takes your child and say your father and mother, who are both Nobel Prize winners, want the child, you usually can't get them. I mean, they don't want family getting the child, and they want to send them to the system. Then when they cry, they say they're depressed, they put them on drugs, then they get hundreds of thousands in government funds instead of tens of thousands a year. Then if they can put you on enough drugs, you start having seizures or have medical problems, they can then commit you, and then the massive cash begins to flow. I mean, it's hardcore evil, folks. And they called when we gave their number out, sparingly. We just mentioned where they were at and who they were. Didn't even really say call. We just said, well, that's the number. We didn't push it, to my point. They got some phone calls, and they called very peaceful. Raymond Schwab up and said, oh, you've done it now. You've given our number out. That's it. This is going to make it bad on your case. We're just going to punish you through your son now. And he said, well, what do you expect me to do? And now they've taken the son completely into foster care, into the camp. This is public child kidnapping, folks, and but it's institutionalized. And they've said to him, You know, you do what you got to do. You go back on air, but that just makes it tough on your son. So just openly punishing a 7-year-old and literally holding a 7-year-old captive and for ransom to submit. But then Raymond said, what do I do? You're taking him anyways. And they're just like, you're dangerous. The people you've got calling are dangerous. You just keep your mouth shut. Basically, let them do what they're doing. It's so obvious who the bad guys are. And when you watch these cops on the video, on Google Video, there's hours of it. Every mile or two, they pull up and go, what's that sign? Well, it's a sign saying that we're against the war and that the war is unchristian. That's your opinion. Listen, people don't like seeing it. Put that sign away. Give me your license and let me check everything. And we've aired this here. Or another guy who runs out with a gun in his belt, no badge, nothing. Get me back up out of here. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Don't get that camera off of me. Oh, you know, just freaking out. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to. Starts menacing him, so they put the camera down, but you hear him on tape. That's better. Oh, that's better. Good. Good. I mean, they're almost that bad, folks. This is America. Oh, yeah. Oh, you. And so they're walking from Colorado across the country to D.C. They're in Illinois, and this is the latest video of that. But Raymond Schwab, I know you're here to talk about the First Amendment. Your wife doesn't right now want, she's saying, you know, let's give it a week, see what these people do. Pray God they do the right thing and at least give the child back to the grandmother. But they're telling you get off their back, but they've taken your son, and they're just shocked. Well, why are you upset? This is completely normal. First, describe what's happened now with the political retribution by the commissariat, the son being taken, your son being taken, because you didn't properly submit and lick boots.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, Alex. I do have to be a little careful. We ended up taking everything off the website as well. Just for the time being. Basically, when I came back...
And they told you, take everything off the website. See, this is America.
Yeah, they told
we got your son. Take it off. Get rid of your First Amendment. We got him. I'm sorry. It's just so evil.
But I do want to specify, some people have been calling one person named Suzanne, and she wasn't one that had been doing part of this. She had been following a court order, and she's terrified. Some people have been barraging just her alone when it's really not her that has the power to do anything. But when I did come back, I had all these people call me, and, you know, even our attorney pretty much told me, you know, we don't care about what you guys are doing. It's not important. Come back here. Stay in a homeless shelter. We don't care if you have a place. This is my defense attorney, okay? You shouldn't have went on the radio. You shouldn't have talked to anybody.
No, let's be clear. You guys live in Colorado. They did the child snatching in Kansas, and they're saying you've got to come there.
Yeah, I got to come there, and even though we don't have any support, anywhere to live, they said, well, go to a crisis center. And I was like, and that's going to prove what? That we're, you know.
Listen. And, of course, your lawyer's from the local area and plays golf with these people, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What's his name, Billy Jean or something? Well, let me tell you, you go here so we can say that you're bankrupt and so that we can say you're destitute and you'll never see the child again. Oh, listen, I'm your defense lawyer. Let me tell you something you need to do so you never see the boy again.
This is
why I get so angry. Oh, please continue with the story.
Oh, another thing she recommended is I said, she represents my wife, and she said she wouldn't talk to me. And because I know what they're doing, and I kept coming in there and saying, you can't do that, don't do that. I'm making them do their job.
They're trying to make your wife sign documents, aren't they?
She told me to go away. She said, what, your poor little wife can't handle this
situation? They got special cops they call in to choke women into signing documents. I have seen police choking women in Austin. This is the hell, folks. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm telling you, they wanted to isolate her by herself and pat her on the back and get her to do all this stuff, but I stayed in there with her, and they pretty much told me, you just leave your wife here alone with three other children, and you go ahead and keep walking across the country. Can't she handle herself? She has no car. She had no money. You know, it's like they just wanted to split my entire family apart, and this was my defense attorney. And then the other people were saying, oh, you're dangerous. You shouldn't have went on the air. You shouldn't
have talked
about it.
Why, you're standing up against us. That's illegal. He's speaking out in America. Oh, my God.
And that's exactly, you know, pretty much what they told me. Just sit down, shut up, you know, grease your butt, and don't make any waves. That's what they told me. Don't make. And I told them, you guys aren't helping me. I have no one to advocate. The day after it happened, my attorney went on a week vacation. Well, they're giving us UAs.
They're not gonna help you. You know, they tell you, we might give you the child. Come to our psychiatrist. Go to our homeless shelter. Say you're homeless. Sign this document. I mean, it's all the case against you. They're not your advocates. They're there to get major cash.
Well, we have a hearing on June 28th, and they're going to try to throw it all out on jurisdiction. The case manager that's been getting the most calls called me up pretty fearful yesterday. I guess a lot of viewers called and expressed their displeasure, which, you know, I wish they'd called like the county attorney or the SRS and not this woman necessarily. But anyway, she said that she was recommended, you know, they all of them keep saying, we just want you out of this state. Just get out of here. And I'm like, fine.
Just get out of here, boy. You won't cause the problem. You, it's always like that when somebody shanghais you, draws first blood, is a taking your child, and then they're always shocked if you fight back.
Well,
remember so many times in a physical fight, some bully would, you know, jump out of a car, run up and punch you in the face, and when they're on the ground bleeding, they'll start crying, what'd you do? My teeth are knocked out. And it's the same thing figuratively with them. All we did was kidnap your child. Why do you got a problem with us? Just get out of here, boy.
But
leave your child with us. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I said that to them. I've used that terminology, and they get mad at me, and they said, we didn't kidnap your child. I said, you came into a wedding with armed officers and with threat of force, with firearms, took my son. If I did that to you, I'd go to federal prison.
I do not use examples of that. They'll lie and claim, did you hear him threaten our people? I sure did. Send by the SWAT team in. Get him right now. I'm sorry.
Well, I trust in the Lord, Alex, and we're just, so far, Devin has been protected, and, you know, my wife went visiting this morning. I removed my other children out of the state of Kansas. We're no longer there with my wife. She's by herself. I didn't want to give them an opportunity to come after my other
children. Oh, absolutely. Get your other children as far away from those demons. Oh, my God. It's just hell on earth, folks. This is only the beginning. This is only the beginning of their hell. Stay there. I want to talk about this filth. And then I want to, these enemies of the Republic. And then I want to get into the latest attack on free speech.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Look, I get all obnoxious to do these hillbilly accents because I've seen it. Believe me, I mean, I know I've told this story quite a few times lately because it's in my mind forever that we knew this young family that CPS had been harassing before she even had the baby. No criminal record. He was an auto mechanic. They were living in a really cheap apartment. And then she thought, oh, I'll get some welfare, you know, to help when we have the baby because it's all advertised. And this was a nice little couple. You know, they were blue collar, but real sweet people. And we tried to stop them from harassing them. And all of a sudden they call up Mike Hansen crying, and then the cop takes the cell phone away, by the way. They just, no law, no arrest. They just don't be contacting people. They took it away, and we rushed down to the city hospital downtown, and we're walking down the hall, and we have the video camera. We just walk right in, and we open the door, and it was like, Mike's behind me, though. He's probably about 10 feet behind me, and as I open the door, she's crying, and the cop has got his hand squeezing on the back of her neck. And then he just looks up. It's like you catch a vampire over somebody's neck with blood. And, I mean, he looked up with this look, and she's crying, and they made the husband go outside. He's running over beside me, and he's going, baby, baby, baby. And it's this cesarean, baby, perfect little face. You see it there suckling from her, and the cop is squeezing her neck, saying, sign it, sign it. And I mean, I'm just, folks, the country is gone, okay? And he just looked up and said, get that camera up, get out of here. I'll have you arrested. He just came walking right out with pleasure. He's one of these special cops that's assigned to the CPS there at the hospital, does it all day long. And I was just like, my mouth was hanging up. I was like, oh my God. And folks, I've never cried like that. When I went outside and was driving home, I even called into some radio talk shows, freaking out, saying, I'd help the baby. I mean, because that was a big, that's when I became a lot more aggressive and a lot more ruthless and a lot more realizing they are evil scum. Now, I know we got our guest here and I'm rambling on. I want to take calls later. So let's go back to, Raymond Schwab. It's just, what I can't believe is how they're shocked. They're like, we're taking your child for no reason. Why are you upset with that? But finish up with that, and let's get in the next segment to the audio of the video that's now up on InfoWars.com of what happened to you guys when they told you it was wiretapping to videotape police.
Sure. And, yeah, Alex, it has been a situation where I've been back and forth. You know, when we got this video, I decided to continue on with the walk. My wife said, continue on with the walk till we know what's going on. Devin's in a safe place. And I was like, okay. And even then they were telling me, see, one hand they're saying, you better stay. And then the other people were telling me, if you go, it's going to look like you're abandoning your wife. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to work, not work? Do you want me to live in a homeless shelter? It's like the whole thing is arranged.
Plus, you're on this mission, you know, this walk. You want to complete this spiritual walk exposing the war on 9/11.
Yeah, not to mention, to do this walk, I sold my business, I had a successful business.
Doing this on faith, yes.
Absolutely, and I believe this the same as you. This country is in such a level of peril that we wanted to put this issue about 9/11, about the evangelical...
And your walk has done that by them persecuting you, by them doing this, it's going to draw 1,000 times the light it ever would have.
And that's how it works, Alex. I just hope my child isn't sacrificed for what these people are continuing to do. But, you know, when her family told me, is it worth what you're doing losing your children? And I told them, we're going to lose our children anyways if we don't stop these people. It doesn't matter.
We've already lost them, folks. America just doesn't know it. They just haven't come for yours yet.
And that's my point exactly. And I'm going to fight to the bitter end. It's, you know, I'm going to be there for my son. If on the 28th of June, they continue to hold him in the state of Kansas, Elliot's going to continue walking. He's going to join with another group that just left from Chicago. And I'm done. I'm going to be back as support. I'm going to fight for my family. But they're not going to silence us, and we're not going to stop.
Well, that's good, my friend. And make sure we get all those videos before they steal them from you or something.
Oh, absolutely. We put them in safe places, Alex. As soon as we get away with them, we get them somewhere where they can't be seized.
Now I'm going to bring Elliot Nash up for just a second, then we'll come back to both of you in the next segment. Elliot, what is it like for you? Has this been educational, this walk for you?
Yeah, I think it's expected that we're going to go through persecution. Jesus said when you follow him, you will be persecuted. And really, we need to be praying for these people because they know no better. They're wicked and they're dead in their sins, and they're not our enemy. The devil's our enemy, and he has been right where he wants them, so I'm not surprised.
Well, you're absolutely right. You're not going to get persecuted in these big mega churches wearing fancy suits, folks, and pinky rings, and talking about the rapture all day. You're going to be persecuted when you start fighting evil.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy that's natural and safe and effective that you can get. Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
I want to be clear about something. Our guests are not walking across the country, Elliot Nash and Raymond Schwab, and mooning the police or yelling at people or being obnoxious. They politely walk down, you know, major highways, state farm roads, by cornfields and wheat fields. And about half the cops are completely obnoxious, aggressive, hateful, openly saying they have no rights, demanding, poking, prodding at them, threatening them. Then when the RV shows up, threatening to take his child, harassing him, just hellish. When they're in a small town, standing on a street corner with a sandwich board sign that the Iraq war is bad, cops walk up and say, "You're not allowed to do that." And they go, "First Amendment." And they go, "Get out of here, get out of our town." And they're just, you know, nice, clean-cut guys standing there. And they also try to go into the churches, and the churches say, "No, we're supposed to lay down to evil and go along with the New World Order." I mean, they have preachers on tape. I mean, it shows you a nation of effeminate scum. It's not even right to say effeminate, because they're not effeminate. It's like a... But men that try to be weaklings, who try to be effeminate, it's like false effeminate. It's really weird. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know what term you would use for it. Nellying. I don't know what you would call it, but you just always see it in their eyes. They're like little pig demons or something. I've just personally have had enough of it. And the video, this is, and I haven't had time to watch most of it they've sent us. We've, you know, we got it piled up over here for when we do make a film. And guys get me everything. I want it all. because it'll be a big part of the film. We're going to be covering what's happening to Luke, where they're threatening to plant to say he has bombs and saying, we know you don't have bombs, but we'll say you do and send you to jail, to police threatening to arrest him. I mean, this is all across the country. 2 weeks ago in Austin, I had the cops say, you can't protest on the street corner, on the sidewalk, on the city streets. We're going to arrest you. And then lie and say they didn't say that to the media, and then mass the riot police to come arrest us. And I had to threaten to sue every one of those cops. I said, now listen, I'm a man of my word. I'm going to sue you, and you'll probably end up winning the case, but it's going to cost you money. I'm going to sue you individually. And the case started arguing and having a mutiny, and I heard, and we had cameras up close, and cops going, listen, they got a right to be here, Captain. We don't want to do that. I mean, he's going to sue us. You're right, I'm going to. Look, I got rights. I'm a human being. Do you understand that? This is America. What is it you can't understand about that? What is your major problem? I shouldn't have to threaten to sue you. You should get out of our way and let us live. Oh, jeez. I just can't believe it. I'm going to go back to my guest. Anything else you want to add? Elliot Nash, or, of course, the man whose son's been grabbed, Raymond Schwab, about the video, audio we're about to hear.
I recommend that you watch the video, but what happens in the video is we were preaching the gospel at a New Age sort of festival. We didn't go into the festival to be respectful. We went outside, and cops pulled up. There was two cop cars. They had about five police all jam-packed in there, and they tried to intimidate us, and they just didn't know what to do, and we refused to give them our ID and kept recording them. So they said it was a Class 2 felony.
And I would like to point out something, Alex. There's a website called the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press. And on that website, they have the state-by-state summaries of the laws for wiretapping and eavesdropping. And under Illinois, it specifically says that a camera is not an eavesdropping device. So
let me just stop right there, okay, because I've been through this myself. Nationwide, they're telling them, and the cops are believing it, that you can be on a street corner videotaping things. You can have them pull you over and start videotaping them. And they will arrest you, and they will throw felony charges down on you. And most people don't know their rights. The lawyers will actually go plea bargain you. You pay the lawyer. He goes and plea bargains to something federally and at every state level. It's on the books that if someone does not have a reason to believe that they had privacy, a reasonable expectation of privacy, then it's not wiretapping. Also, wiretapping is intercepting a transmission. Wiretapping would be if you tapped into somebody's phone without permission, or if you planted a camera in somebody's house because you're a pervert stalker. That's wiretapping. Or if the police do it unlawfully. So it's just absolutely amazing that they do things like this. And they know it's a lie. That's why they didn't arrest you when you refused to turn your camera off. It was all just, let's see if we can bully these people, which shows premeditated knowledge that they are committing official oppression and huge human rights and constitutional right violations, civil rights, whatever statute you want to go after them on. And it shows this darkness. Please continue.
Well, I just encourage everyone to watch the video, Alex. And we've placed on our website the phone number for the Vandalia Police Department that people can call and express their concern for their police state tactics. And we also just received a petition in the email from another organization called Believers Against the War. And apparently they are put out a press release to call the mayor of the city to publicly apologize for what they did. So I think it's be encouraging for people to spread this video around and let people see what's going on.
Well, I agree. Before we play the audio of the video, tell us for the listeners, if you want, if it's okay, the name of your son, the name of your wife, so our listeners can pray for you, and also tell us how we can support you guys.
The name of my son is Devin, and my wife's name is Amelia, and prayer is the greatest support. And we do have a donation button on our website. If people want to donate financially to the walk, it's BeitShalomMinistries.org. They can always call these people. I want to wait till after the 28th to see if they give my son back, but people can politely call even the county attorney and express that they're being observed, and it's not just doing it in darkness. They can support us in that manner
Our contact information is on the website. Just keep us in prayer. We've been split apart. I'm separate from my wife now with my other three children. We're still trying to film. We just created another video. And, you know, we're still trying to move forward because we're not going to let these forces stop us. So if you can go to the website, BeitShalomMinistries.org, you can donate through that. Give us a call. Send us an email. Just let us know you're out there. And, you know, we're going to keep fighting.
Well, this is exactly what happened to the apostles and followers of Jesus whenever they tried to preach the word all across the old world. And it just shows what a wicked Roman system we have become.
I agree, Alex.
Let's now again, tell people this specific town where this took place in Illinois.
This was Vandalia, Illinois. It's a really small town. I think they sent out every police on duty that day.
Well, no doubt they watch 24 and think Al-Qaeda's everywhere. And I was on the state capitol yesterday, and I mean, just 5 years ago, just 2 years ago, the state troopers down there were nice and friendly and at least businesslike. Now they're all crazed and bugging their eyes out and yelling at us. And I was like, hey, the capitol's all shut down today. What's going on? No comment. Bugging their eyes out. I'm like, man, just get a life. Ugh. They just take themselves so seriously. But, oh, they see an illegal alien, they just bow down. Yes, sir, I want to arrest you, but, oh, my God, if I find some family, I'll make them pull their stuff out and then not even help them load it back in the car when I search them, which we've caught on video, and they had state police run over and tell us to turn the camera off. I mean, this country's so gone, folks. This is America. It's not supposed to be a third-world cesspit. I just can't believe it. Don't you fools know all your burgers and your houses and your cars and your bass boats are because we were a free nation? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, Alex, if they watch the film, they'll notice two of the officers realize, I think they're doing something wrong. As I spoke with them, they kind of walked away because I told them that I didn't want to speak to them anymore, that they were harassing me. They had no reason to stand there surrounding me with their hands on their tasers. The one officer I had the most conflict with was right in my face the whole time. I was completely polite with him. He wouldn't even shake my hand after we were finished. I stuck my hand out and said, I don't disrespect you. And he just said, put his hand behind his back. I asked for all of their names. The chief was writing them down on a piece of paper. He said, just take the paper.
Well, that's why, I mean, a cop walks up to me or pulls me over, and a lot of police have pulled me over. I'm kind of a speed bug. And if they're nice, I'm nice. I'm very nice and polite and congenial. But, man, as soon as they start trying to destroy the Bill of Rights, I get real serious and real cold real fast. I actually got mad a few weeks ago because it was just such lying going on. It's just they don't appreciate the respect is the thing. They, you know, because it is better if you're respectful when you disagree with them because it's more effective, it's stronger, it's more real. But a lot of times that just makes them even madder. Because they're bullies, folks. Guaranteed, people like this were the bullies in school. And, you know, by the time they got to be about 16, 17, 18, they messed with the wrong person. And then they thought, well, I've got to be in a bully position where I'm superior now, where I've got a gun. You see, because these bullies end up getting their clocks clean, and they just go get a badge and a gun. They're like, my God, I beat up this 12-year-old and his 16-year-old brother the same age as me, kicked my butt. And they get real upset, and they go, I'm going to be a cop. And that's basically how it works. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here it is.
They're disturbing that man today. I know they could be out here, but I want to yelling.
How you doing, guys?
Good, how are you?
See your identification?
No.
Huh?
If I haven't done anything wrong, I'm not going to give you my
ID. I'm not going to ask you again. That wasn't a request.
Well, what have I done wrong?
I want to see your identification. You've armed and upset some people here. I want to see your identification.
Is that against the law?
Sir, we know our rights. We're talking to the general. People are going to broadcast on the internet. Just ask if you feel that justice.
I'm not familiar with either one of you, and I want to see your identification.
If I haven't broken the law, I'm not going to give it to you. If you can't tell me a law which I have broken, then I will not give you my papers. I respect what you do, but I also have to hold you accountable to the Constitution, which is the law of the land.
Right. Well, what are you protesting?
We're just preaching the gospel.
The gospel?
Yeah.
This is what your sign says.
Thank you.
protesting those rights of those guys over there protecting your rights.
I'm protesting Christians.
Stop right there. Back that up 10 seconds. They have an anti-war sign. And so, see, he twisted in his mind. Looks to me like you're protesting the rights of the guys that are over there protecting those rights. Looks to me like you're protesting the rights of those guys that are over there protecting those rights. See, in his head, he just decided this is some one of them hippies that doesn't want the war. He's trying to take the men's rights. Let me tell this pot-bellied cop who's practiced that tough, fake Clint Eastwood voice. I'm not asking. Let me see those papers right now. Let me tell you something, okay? A year ago, and this is troops giving a poll in front of their officers, so you can bet it was 90%. 70% said they want out and the war is a fraud. Now, I talked to the troops coming back, and I mean, I talked to officers, too. They hate it. They know it's New World Order. They understand the whole thing. They know it's a laboratory for war fighting. They know it's meant to go into Iran. So, you, as a cop, want to sit there and imagine that you're with the troops and you're defending them over there because they're gallant and they love the war. Baloney. They know it's a fraud. They know it's a lie. And they know we're going to be there in 20 years because of people like you running this country. Okay? So stop wrapping yourself in the name of the troops. Stop doing what you're doing. Let's go ahead and go back to the tape.
Protest. They're just preaching the gospel.
The gospel?
Yeah.
Let's see what the sign says. It looks to me like you're protesting those rights of those guys over there protecting your rights.
I'm protesting Christians. I'm not protesting war. Jesus said there will be wars and rumors of wars, but do not be troubled.
Okay, I'm a religious man, too, and I believe you have your rights. And I'm not here to cause a scene. I'm just here to do my job. I've been called here to check you guys, okay? I'm not making an unreasonable request just to see your identification. You may be wanted on a warrant or something for all I know.
I'm not.
Stop right there.
How do I know that?
They always say that. I mean, they'll have a checkpoint in the middle of nowhere with 100 cars backed up. I've been at them. And I've been sent 50-plus tapes from people that have been at them. Sometimes it's out of the squad cars. I don't know where this stuff comes from. And they'll just be randomly, and they'll walk up, and they'll go, well, why do you want to search my car? Why do you want my driver's license? You stopped me here. You don't know what I've done wrong. It's random. What's your due process? And they'll go, get out of the car. We got one of them. I've got state police in Virginia on tape saying we got one of them. And they find a pocket constitution, and you thought they'd found a kilo of cocaine. And, I mean, this guy is halfway reasonable compared to some of them until they start getting into the threats about wiretapping and threatening felonies on people. You see, they try to escalate the bull for people standing on a sidewalk in front of a pagan festival. And again, even if you're a pagan out there and don't like them protesting you, the point is, it's their First Amendment right. Here it is.
You may be wanted on a warrant or something for all I know.
I'm not.
How do I know that? I don't know who you are.
Well, if I haven't broken the law, you have no right to request my papers. This is the United States of America. This is not China or Communist Russia. If you can tell me a law that I've broken,
can you do me a favor?
I will
gladly. Can you shut your camera off? You don't have permission to record.
Well, this is for my protection.
Do you have the audio on that?
The audio?
Yes.
Yes.
You don't have permission to record my audio.
Why is
that? That's a felony in Illinois. For you to record my conversation without my permission is a felony.
Well, if it's wiretapping, sir, you're a public officer.
No, when I'm telling you, you can't do it, it's a felony.
I'm going to file a complaint if you're wrong.
You can check into it.
I'm warning you, brother.
Okay, I'm just asking.
I see your ID, sir.
Yeah.
And have you got that thing going again?
Well, I wasn't picking up the audio from over here. This is for my protection.
Okay, for your protection, please shut it off because I don't want my audio being recorded. And that is a Class 2 felony, I'm telling you. This last time, I'm going to give you a warning on it.
Since you guys are of God himself.
Okay, and then it cuts to the video edit they put up on the web. So there you have it. They are in a public place. They are approached by police who festoon their cars and their bodies with cameras and put them everywhere. And he says, if I say it's wiretapping, it is. No, you come into someone's space in a public place. Now, if he snuck into the bushes in your backyard while you were barbecuing and recorded you and your financial planner having a discussion about where you were going to invest your pension money when you retired, and then you caught him in your bushes with a telescopic microphone recording your conversation, you might be able to get a wiretapping charge. You certainly could get a stalking. We've got the laws, you twit! You understand that? We're not all dumb like the general public is, and we're waking up the general public. You're the one committing a crime of official oppression and threatening people with false charges and about 20 other things. It's you! It's you that broke the law, boy!
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Interfood, folks, the best green food out there. I take it every day. It's awesome. Now you need to give them a call, ladies and gentlemen. You need to check out their fine products, not just their Interfood, but their coffee and one of the other products that they have. It's just amazing stuff. The FDA and Big Pharma are conspiring to deprive you of the nutrition, energy, and good health that you're entitled to. Are they concerned about the stress and anxiety levels in your life? You bet they are, because the more you have, the sicker you will be, and the more drugs they can sell you. You can change this and improve your nutrition with Enerfood, the best all-natural organic superfood on the market, to give you that nutritional boost to keep you energetic, focused, and healthy all day, every day. Do your body a favor and give them a call at 1-866-762-9238 or enerfood.com. That's enerfood.com or 866-762-9238. And we have them in stock. We're not going to be shipping them until next month, later next month. We have the second edition, the final cut, the special edition, whatever you want to call it, of my new Terror Storm, the History of Government-Sponsored Terror. It's excellent. We also have America, Freedom to Fascism, Riddles in Stone, 9/11, Mysteries, Demolitions, so many other great books and videos that we've made or that we've produced or that we carry by other great researchers. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139 to order the books and films. You can ask about the discounts when you call some of the package deals we've got. For a limited time, you can still order the original Terror Storm. We're sending a signed letter card with each one. 888-253-3139. Never forget PrisonPlanet.tv, a wonderful activist tool, 15 cents a day. And you can download all my films, burn them to disc, DVD, give them to people. Great activist tool. My weekly TV reports, my in-studio reports, the Sunday show, we videotape that. I put my films out several weeks before they're released on DVD there. Endgame will be there first. Coming up in a few months, PrisonPlanet.tv, and your support makes everything we do possible here, and that means all the other people we bring up to air, so you get a chance to support them as well. So it's all part of a larger platform and support system, kind of a mothership that we form here in the fight against the New World Order. We are definitely one of the capital ships, one of the aircraft carriers, launching our salvos and sorties into enemy territory 24/7. So, again, get the books, the videos, check them out at the online video and bookstore, Infowars.com. And if you want to support us in other ways, however you want to support us, you can write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And we can do a lot more, folks, if we have more support. So support us by buying the books and videos. Or if it makes it easier, you want to send us some RF, some Federal Reserve notes, I mean, before they plant the RFIDs in them, or if you want to send us some of the checks, whatever, it doesn't matter, cash. It all goes into this fight, ladies and gentlemen, against the New World Order, and so I can also sustain my family and what I do here. And we will hire more people if we get more support into our war chest. It is so important. But bottom line, it's not just supporting us. These books and videos will wake people up and will bring your knowledge and understanding to an even higher level. So, again, you can write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or order via Infowars.com. We're going to break, start the third hour. I'm just going to keep our guest on for five more minutes to talk about what happened in this case. It not just having the child snatch for the political beliefs, but now cops saying, I'm going to charge you with a felony. I want to talk about how that ended when we get back in about 70 seconds. And then we're going to open the phones up again for the rest of the third hour. And I do have some other news I want to get into that I mentioned earlier. There's a big report up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. New 9/11 study has direct links to government, Pentagon, black ops. And I got an article here about RFID. That's why I said that. We'll be right back. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.